T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now,
before we talk football, I just want to mention, you look fantastic yesterday. I like mixing it up with the jacket and the t-shirt. You looked great yesterday.
Okay, well, that means a lot. Thanks.
Be curious, not judgmental.
What has your experience been, Bill, in your 20 years in the division with the Bills Mafia? I can't imagine they like you too much.
Yeah, I'm sure they, yeah, no, they definitely don't like me.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Wig heads, how's it going?
With your host.
Negative Neds who text in and go, seriously?
Greg Hill.
I got to follow up on the potato question. Did you get what you wanted on Thanksgiving?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I'm all set. Yeah, Linda took care of it.
Okay. I notice Mike Vrabel seems to have that team huddle up at midfield on the Patriots logo every once in a while. Is it is that just coincidence or gamesmanship, or did you notice that at all?
No, I missed it.
Ooh.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
What kind of a grown there? Man throws their hip out getting into a hot tub?
Ah!
Are you trying to sit on the Jets again? I thought you were asked not to do that at the gym.
I do sit right in front of the Jets so I can get my lower back. And I misjudged the depth of the ledge.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Does Mac's ability on the field make it easier for Josh to kind of game plan better or bigger than maybe quarterbacks that you've had in the past?
Maybe easier to game plan over Tom Brady? No.
And behind the glass,
the Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
And I say that they beat them.
But even if
I think they split the Bills and then they beat Indy.
Great, love splitting the Bills.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy Giving Tuesday.
What yes. up, Ghislaine?
Yes. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to your show. How's everybody doing today?
I had a tough one yesterday.
You did?
Oh, really?
I did.
What?
I don't know. I left it was the first day where I spent the day looking at mean tweets, and I got
man.
In my feels a little bit yesterday.
Oh, come on, what? Man. You millennials.
I need to stop.
What are the mean tweets about?
You're out of your league here.
Courtney.
You're stupid. You're dumb.
Courtney, just mute Ken's account.
You are not stupid, nor are you dumb.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your question yesterday for Bill Belichick was a pretty good question, minus the fact that you brought up the name of the former player who used to be here, who shall never be mentioned in front of Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Other than that,
you were good.
I think it was a good question.
Yeah, no, you guys are so used to it. You guys do such a good job with the haters. I'm learning how to do better. But Lou and Christian called me yesterday on their show to make sure to check in and make sure I was okay. But yeah, no, it was I made myself a bubble bath and I got over it.
There wasn't any incense going on, was
no,
there?
Okay. No, incense. Right. How was your hip?
Okay, all right, good.
Let your haters be your motivators, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
it's nothing compared to Gresh taking the hammer to Greg's interviewing skills.
I think Gresh would like the opportunity to interview Bill Belichick. I think that may be his dream, and we should give it to him at some point. Do you
Here's Grego with the Belichick interviews, right? Hey, Bill, potatoes, scallop.
I love how everybody says, like, the Bill interview, when clearly Bill's been here for, what, 20-plus years?
Yes.
He's been doing a ton of interviews over those time. And if you've ever listened to, and I've listened to a lot of Bill interviews.
604.
Right? I don't know what that means. But I listen to a lot of Bill interviews.
Yeah.
And by far, we get the most out of them than any other people that ever interviewed.
Yeah.
Well,
That's right.
You say that, but there are some people who don't apparently like the interview approach.
Well, I don't care if they like it or not. What are you getting Bill to say something, whether you agree with it, whether you like it, whether you disagree with it, or are you getting Bill to just sit there and it be radio silence and grunts and moans?
Hey, it's Lou. Listen, I think you have to be strategic. And that there is a method to the madness in trying to get somebody like Bill to be comfortable and perhaps take them off there. When somebody is very concerned about every single word that comes out of their mouth, you might want to try to approach it in a different manner and try to get them to be comfortable so maybe they will say more. But that's just me. I don't know.
Okay, well, that means a lot. Thanks.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I should never ask Bill about potatoes again.
No.
I don't know. Should I only ask Bill some sort of a question about the jet sweep and why they're not using the jet sweep more? I mean, Ken, Curtis, you've been here forever. Weigh in on that.
What makes J.C. Jackson so good?
I'm trying to find the text I sent you, but of course I can't. About 3 weeks ago, after a Monday, I sent Greg a text saying there are a lot of people that mocked Bill's appearance this season on our show. Mm-hmm. We had Brady and then Cam, and people were laughing and even sort of like, wait till you see what he does to you kind of thing. That it was over our heads as a show, but specifically Greg, that he wasn't a football guy and Bill would eat him alive.
Right, not a football guy.
And in the text I sent you, I said that it has been the best interview in the city, and we've heard Bill in a way that in 20 years, we've never seen this side of him in a consistent basis. He's honest. He's disarmed. I think Wiggy has been a huge part of that. He deeply respects Wiggy, and I think he enjoys the back and forth. And that is very intimidating to people who believe there's only one way to do something. Mm. And so that's why you mock what you don't understand or what you can't accomplish.
Well, and I also, like, my biggest thing is it's very easy for, you know, the middle-aged men out there who love football to sit on their couch and watch a football game on Sunday and then listen to the interview and criticize everything that we say. It's another thing to actually watch the game, then go to sleep Sunday night and know you have to talk to him on Monday morning. Like, I would love, please, Joe Schmo from Somerville, please come on the show, do the interview for me, and tell me what you get out of Bill Belichick.
Honestly, if you're able to get Joe Schlo on this show, Curtis has been trying for months. He's unable to book that interview. Listen, I feel bad. I don't want you to be full of anxiety every Sunday night so that you can't sleep because
it honestly is less about the Bill stuff. It's more about the fact that I know I have to then sit there and be called stupid by everybody on the interwebs.
Well, that's not right.
But I had a perfect one where I had a guy come at me. He said it was a snake question. I think his name's Brent.
Okay.
And I click on his profile, and what do you know? He has a Kobe Bryant motivational quote in his bio. Like, please.
Please, Brent.
Well, listen.
Stop, Brent.
I have an idea for you, show idea. You know, I like to throw some dookie at the wall and see what sticks. That's what they say in the corporate world.
With you, it never sticks.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? We have some good ideas around it. It might not stick. Sometimes there's some Vaseline on the wall. What we should do, because people always said, oh, I would ask Bill this, and now, Greg, obviously, you know, you make the final decision, like, on the co-host search.
What's that supposed to mean?
No, it's like Greg.
You're
said,
coming at me while I'm down. You're kicking me while I'm down.
No, Greg said it was a
Brent's
collaborative.
Got company.
It's interesting.
Greg said it was a collaborative effort, but
what?
But it was.
Oh,
don't worry about it, Courtney. You're getting too sensitive. People could call in and leave a question for Bill, and then we would play said question for all these hoddles that are saying, "Oh, I would do better." They could leave the audio question for Bill. And then we could say, "Hey, Bill, everybody says doing this job, we don't do it the right way. Here's your question from Joe Schlo and Danvers," and you play the audio. of the question, and then you get the natural response from Bill. And I don't know, maybe it's, hey, even Gresh can call in and leave a little audio question.
1049 Gresh and Keep.
I don't know, it's an idea, because everybody's like, I don't know why they
Bill hangs up the phone, and he has no clue what time it is. I mean, my God.
So you don't like, you like my idea, what?
I like it. I do like it, Wiggy.
Like an audio.
It's under consideration. Okay. Ken, will you? If you could add that to the list of things that we have under consideration here, that Wiggy idea. I like that Wiggy idea.
All right, well, you know.
Wiggy, we don't have time for it right now because we got to get to the actual show. But Wiggy has some sort of issue with the group text.
I
he doesn't like the show group text.
He has an issue with me, too, apparently.
Yeah, well, he has an issue with you. He has an issue with the group text.
Courtney's very sensitive. Don't.
I am. I'm very sensitive this week.
Don't let the Bill stuff. See, that's the problem. Didn't Greg have your lead a couple weeks ago? You're letting the anxiety of Bill Belichick affect how you were. And you were the one who told Curtis, hey, Curtis, don't take out your frustration on us. So don't take out the Bill frustration on me.
Well,
and we've buried the major lead. Greg got Jake DeBrusque traded. You drove him out of town.
I did not drive.
That's what
Jake
it looks like.
Listen, if Jake DeBrusque, I feel bad. If Jake DeBrusque is triggered by a couple comments made here or there on the radio by a 55-year-old man, then I feel awful.
Technically, Blackie drove him out of town. But fine.
I mean, if I am the reason that Jake DeBrusque wants out of here, then I'm going to take a pat on the back because he should have been out of here last year. If you have to scratch a guy, healthy scratch a guy four times in a season, and then you got a healthy scratch a guy 17 games into this season, then that's a guy that you probably need to try to make some sort of a move for. But more on that, I'm sure, later, right?
Right. I mean, just real quick, Greg, that is a colossal bust. That is a first-round pick. That is N'Keal Harry territory. You had Matthew Barzal, who's a star with the Islanders, sitting there, and you took DeBrusque, Sinishin, and Saboro, who's a borderline sixth defenseman right now.
Sinishin sucks.
But, I mean, Jake DeBrusque should be a good player. If the puck, the problem with him is, He doesn't want to get physical if the puck isn't going in the net for him. That's the issue. So I don't know what to tell you.
It's a domino effect.
I'm sure you're going to blame. This is all on Cassidy as far as you're concerned. Are you actually going to hold a player accountable for his own actions?
Well, I mean, I don't really know the clearly DeBrusque is frustrated, and I think.
Frustrated by what? He can't put the puck in the net?
Well, his agent's saying that he needs a change of scenery to play well.
Oh, fresh coat of paint?
Yeah.
Well, we saw one guy on this team get a change of scenery and play well, and that was Taylor Hall. And Jake DeBrusque is kind of wants out the door. And what did I say after that text message? There's another guy that might be on the ninth floor as a healthy scratch that will be looking for a change of scenery not too shortly after that. And that's Taylor Hall, because he's headed in the same direction.
The two players are not anywhere near the same thing, but I appreciate your sentiment.
All right.
Appreciate your sentiment.
We'll ask Mike Milbury.
All right. Well, it's a tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us this morning at 8:30. Before that, though, we will get to today's leads coming up in about 20 minutes at 6:30. And then the dumbest of the day at 7:30. Apparently, if you'd like to do some time traveling or travel to another warp, it is much easier than you may have thought. And we'll learn about that during the dumbest of the day at 7:30 on this morning's show. Courtney has the news at 7:45. And apparently science has determined that the kind of car you drive shows us whether you are a psychopath or not. So we will get to that. Coming up at 7:45. And quick plug, Courtney mentioned that it is Giving Tuesday today, which is the day after Cyber Monday every year. And if you're going to give to any charitable organization, may I ask that you give to the Greg Hill Foundation? And we're going to reward you if you give today with two items that you could either keep for yourself or you could re-gift them as a Christmas gift. Number one is this sweatshirt that I'm wearing today, the collaboration that the Greg Hill Foundation did with Cisco Brewers. We are going to be at Cisco in Portsmouth on Saturday for the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K. So we made this really cool sweatshirt. I think it may be the best merch item we have ever made, and we've made an awful lot. No disrespect to the numbnut shirt, which was wildly popular. But, Curtis, I noticed you followed the dressing guidelines for the show today. So did Courtney. Wiggy and Ken did not.
Yep.
If you donate at least $100 today to the Greg Hill Foundation, when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org, then you will get one of these sweatshirts. And the other item is the first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle. And I will, what time is the scent reveal scheduled for on this morning show, Curtis? Maybe 7? Can we do the scent reveal at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock sounds great.
Okay. Something smells funny.
I've yet to reveal what scent I chose for the first ever scented candle. You know, I'm a big scented candle guy.
Well, you and Jan from The Office have that in common.
I love scented candles. Nothing puts me in the mood for a threesome like a scented candle.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You're trying to get people to listen, bud.
Especially when I reveal what scent I chose, you'll understand exactly what type of threesome I'm in the mood for.
I love scented candles. And they are the best. They have a store called the Candle Store just because of scented candles.
Yes, they do have a store.
Is there any doubt that Gresh has lit a match by his bum when he's farted to see if it blows up?
You know what, Ken? That reminds me of something from the old show. If we do another, there used to be something with regard to Spaz on the old show, which followed him around every single day, and we called it the stink of life.
Oh.
And Spaz was unfortunately covered in the stink of life. And so we should have done, maybe next candle we'll do a Spaz stink of life candle, maybe. All right. Scent reveal coming up at 7 on this morning show. Right now, though, here is Ken and what is trending this morning.
Ah, what a show. We are packed. We could all use a little extra cash for the holidays. Why not finally check your name at findmassmoney.com? See if there is money waiting for you. Go to findmassmoney.com today. Monday Night Football, Washington football team beat Seattle last night, cap week 12 in the NFL, 17-15. Your guy Steve Levy making a political statement at the end.
And the Redskins have put together a three-game winning streak coming out of their bye.
You got canceled for that.
Uh-oh.
Can't say that.
Oh, boy. Slip of the tongue.
Slip up, right?
Yeah, slip of the tongue. That's all right.
But Washington is a playoff team at the moment, 7 seed at 5-6, and the Seattle Seahawks stink.
Yeah, they're going. Russell Wilson will not be there next year.
He's lost 4 straight starts. They're 1-6 in their last 7 games. Would you take him over Mac Jones, Wiggy?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on, Wiggy.
All right.
Really?
So you wouldn't take Russell Wilson?
No. Did you watch the game last night? He could be done.
Right now,
this moment.
Yeah.
With all the future potential for Mac Jones.
Yes.
And where Russell Wilson is age-wise and career-wise.
Yeah, he's 33 years old. He just turned 33.
You would take him over Mac Jones right now?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Huh? I can't.
I can't believe Russell Wilson is what? A couple of years removed from an MVP? He's still very talented. It's the team around him. You don't think Russell Wilson playing for the New England Patriots? He's what, 30? He just turned 33, so he's
just
still
a major finger surgery.
Still young in the quarterback world. Brady's, how old is Tom Brady again?
44
years old, and he's still performing at the level he's performing. Russell,
you
Wilson,
love old MVPs. You just can't get past it.
No. Russell Wilson has said he wants to play for another 10 years, so he's going to play to 43.
Wiggy is 1,000% right. There's nobody in the NFL that would take Mac over Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson last year, 40 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Okay, let's talk about this year. After the finger surgery, he stinks. He's awful.
Come on.
So you think he'll be awful the rest of his career?
I would not take him over Mac, I'll tell you.
Because of a broken finger?
No, that's part of it. He's starting to break down.
No, stop it.
He's in better shape than Brady was when he was 33.
He hit his finger on somebody's helmet.
You sound like an idiot, Ken. Honestly, Russell Wilson is a great player in the NFL. Mac's been playing great, but every team in the NFL would take Russell Wilson over Mac Jones.
Okay.
All right.
Bruins news swirling, not just DeBrusque asking for a trade per TSN. Brad Marchand suspended 3 games for a slew foot of Vancouver's Oliver Ekman-Larsson. We'll discuss this, I'm sure, as the show moves on this morning.
Okay.
He'll miss 3 games, and that includes tonight's with Detroit. Revs start their playoff run tonight at Gillette, 7:30. Will you be there, Hillman?
I will not be able to make that tonight, unfortunately. I would like to be out there. I love soccer.
Be a great atmosphere.
But it sounds like they have a pretty good chance this go-round, right?
They are the favorites. Major baseball signings yesterday on the day the Fenway Sports Group purchased the Pittsburgh Penguins. They didn't purchase any baseball players. Scherzer goes officially to the Mets, 3 years, $130 million. Corey Seager to the Rangers, $325 million over 10 years. The Cy Young winner, Robbie Ray, to the Mariners, 5 for $115 million. And that lockout is expected Thursday.
You're gonna have to explain this to me. So are they just going to stand pat and not sign anybody?
They're in on Schwarbs. That appears to be the big ticket item.
Okay.
Ken, right. I saw your tweet, and you're so right. Even if you don't care if they were going to buy the Penguins or whatever, mm-hmm. the day and the timing of it all is a terrible look.
Awful.
That's what Ken said yesterday. It makes no sense to do it yesterday. When every other baseball organization is making every move imaginable to try to better their team, they're out there signing the Penguins. It looks terrible.
Well, why don't they sign Kyle from Waltham right now? Get that done. What are they waiting for?
There's a bunch of teams in on him. It's heavy bidding.
The Marlins. They're going to lose out to the Marlins for Kyle Schwarber. Watch.
And college football news. BC extends Jeff Hafley through 2026.
A lot of big college football news.
Yeah, and also Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU.
Hey, guess what? BC and Notre Dame are stepping stone jobs. Thank you.
And the Lincoln-Riley-USC deal is bananas.
Oh, man.
A lot of people saying that they want Dabo at Notre Dame, which Dabo doesn't seem like a Notre Dame guy to me, and I don't think he would ever go to a team.
Why would you leave Clemson to go? I mean, Notre Dame's a great school, don't get me wrong, but you built a massive program at Clemson.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, Lincoln Riley got the Greg Hill deal. Can we just agree on that?
Oh, man, that thing was sweet.
$110 million.
Yep.
They bought both his homes in Norman, over ask, $6 million home in L.A. purchased, use of the private jet 24-7, not
for
unlike
family.
The Ernie Bach 24-7 Greg flight.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
And that's what's trending with the Curtis weather on the way. From the Weather Center, here's my friend Chris Curtis.
Oh, geez. It's cold out. Real feel of 18. I hate the weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will join us at 8:30 on this morning's show. Thursday is Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury at 8:30 as a couple of very interesting situations confront the Boston Bruins, one being Jake DeBrusk wants out. So we'll get the opportunity to talk to Mike Milbury about that coming up. On Thursday, on Bruins Thursday. This is David, though. Good morning, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
Of course.
So, Wiggy,
yo.
I got to ask you, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you lost your marbles? Have you lost your mind? You're falling out of the tub. Did you hit your head?
No, I didn't hit my head.
Now, are you going to take Russell Wilson over Mac Jones? Russell Wilson is playing like crap.
Yeah, he's having a bad year. He's in a bad situation. He had the injury, so yeah, he's having a down year.
You said earlier that he was MVP. When was that?
No. He should have been MVP.
No, you said he was.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was, but he should have been. He should have been MVP.
Yeah.
And Curtis is right. Look at his season last year. Should this guy have been MVP before?
I don't know.
He should have
been.
There
was probably some bias against him,
right? Oh, of course it was.
Okay, yes.
Look at this guy's career. Last year, they were 12-4. Curtis was right. 40 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 105. He's 33 years old. So he's having a down year. Mm-hmm. So you would not want this guy.
No.
You know
Mac Jones is the franchise. Mm-hmm. He's the quarterback of the future. I would much prefer 10 years with Mac Jones.
You can get 10 years with Russell Wilson.
Another guy who's going to play to 43, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, he's already said he wants
to. Okay, I know. A lot of people want to. I'd like to work till I'm 70. Do I look like I'm going to live to be 70?
But
Russell Wilson is in far better shape at 33 than Tom Brady was.
Right. Do you think it's easier
for Curtis, do you really believe – you love Tom Brady like a nephew. Do you really think that Tom Brady is that there are other players who are going to do the same thing that Tom Brady has been able to do?
He said that verbatim. He was at the Super Bowl last year in the suite with Roger Goodell. The next week, he went on with Dan Patrick and basically stated that he wants something that Brady got.
I understand that he wants that, but do you really think that that is attainable for anybody other than Tom Brady? It's highly unlikely.
I really believe whether they'll be successful or not, the way the game is officiated these days.
Right.
You can play for a long time because they can't hit you. It's a penalty. Matthew Judon got a 15-yard penalty for tackling the quarterback 2 days ago.
You know, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is, what, 38 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's going to play for another 5 or 6 years?
Not with the COVID toe.
COVID toe?
Hey, would you prefer, if you had long COVID, would you prefer COVID toe or COVID exhaust smell for the rest of your life? Which COVID one would toe. You prefer?
COVID toe.
You prefer COVID toe?
Your candle cures the exhaust smell.
Oh, candle reveal coming up at 7.
And Greg, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Would you rot quarterback A or quarterback B? Quarterback A, 65% completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 102.5 passer rating. Or would you like quarterback B, 70% completion, 16 touchdowns, but 8 interceptions and a passer rating of 97? Which one would you
quarterback
want?
Quarterback A.
Oh, that's Russell Wilson. Okay, thank you. This season.
Right.
The season this that season. He's sucking in.
Yeah, this season, yes.
Oh, those pesky facts.
This season, I happen to
we
be able to.
We don't care about those.
I happen to be able to. I have made an opinion, wrong or right, about mm-hmm. Mac Jones.
Right.
I think he's going to be an extraordinary quarterback in this league. Mark my words.
But nobody's defending that he might be a good quarterback in this league.
No, I'm defending that. I'm defending it.
But nobody's crapping on him for that. We are saying, well, at least I'm saying, is that based on what you've seen with Russell Wilson, if you put him in this situation for the next 10 years or 7 years, he would be a tremendous MVP caliber player.
You come in here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And find a new way to take a shot at Mac
it's
Jones.
It's not a shot.
And it drives me bonkers.
No, you guys, it
really bothers me.
What drives me bonkers, right, is the fact that you have these goggles on that are completely foggy and are saying, you know, I've said some dumb things before, but you're saying you don't want Patrick Mahomes over Mac Jones. You don't
I never
want,
said that.
Yeah, Ken, that no, was I Ken's don't. Lead.
I did.
Yeah, that was Courtney jumped on. The
yep.
fact that people are uttering the words that they would rather Mac Jones over guys that A, MVP, B, should be MVPs, and Russell Wilson. It's just asinine.
I'm an ass with a capital A then. This is Dave from Springfield. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Dave, quick personal note. I would like to thank the fine people that work at our Springfield station for sending me some gorgeous arrangement of flowers on the passing of my mother. I haven't had a chance to thank them on the air yet, but thank you to the amazing people that work at the radio station that we are on in Springfield. I cannot thank them enough for that. Dave, go ahead. What's up?
Well, the ratings are pretty good in Western Mass, I think. And I actually work out in the eastern end of the state, and that's where I'm here right now. But
I got to tell you, I don't pay much attention to the ratings. Curtis, what were last weekly? What was the show? What number was it? Was
exactly it, where I want to be.
Yeah.
A place that I'm often referred to. Number two in the city of Boston.
Jeez.
Yep.
I do get good ratings, you have to admit that.
That may trigger somebody here or there.
Yeah, I mean.
Number two.
Number two and climbing.
No, number two, that is in a legitimate demographic? Is that men 25-54 or what is that?
It is men 25-54, and we are number one among trust fund Tom Brady supporters.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. Yes, what did you call about, Dave?
All right. Well, actually, you know, this can roll into ratings a little bit. The one thing I've figured out with when you guys are doing your interview with Bill is the formula always was is if you stick to football related issues, the history of the game, something that has to do really with in-game stuff, He's going to talk. All right. He's not going to answer questions about, you know, his son or Linda. And all right, I get Greg's trying to get him to open up about, you know, what he's eating on Thanksgiving. It's a personal question. You can get him to talk a little bit, but to be consistent and go moving forward with it, I think Wiggy's done a really good job, Wiggs. You really have, of getting your coach to talk. And like, if somebody makes a comparison between you and Lou, for instance, the difference is you've already dealt with Bill on a personal level, him being your coach. So you kind of have a foundation of how he's going to react to things and answer things. You've had conversations with the guy before. And Wiggy does a really good job of taking advantage of that.
Yeah,
and
he does.
You know,
Bill loves Wiggy. He loves Wiggy. It's great.
Well, we all love Wiggy. I was at the Snowball game. You know, there's no reason not to love Wiggy. Yeah. If it wasn't for Wiggy, we don't move on against Oakland.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
You know, so, but on the flip side of that, yesterday, what I found very interesting with Bill making comments about how they scout cornerbacks. Mm. All right? And how the college game really doesn't relate to the pro game, you know, the intermediate passing, that really struck a nerve with me. So when you get them to talk about stuff like that, that gets my attention.
Yeah. If you weren't listening at the start of the show, Courtney was taking some abuse yesterday for her Bill question. Some impolite people were calling her stupid. I don't appreciate it. I have your back on that.
Thanks.
I don't like to get physical when it comes to fighting, but if I have to defend you, I will do it. I'm sure Santo will be there first when it comes to chivalry. I'm sure that he would defend you first, but I will be right behind him.
Yeah.
I'll probably be right behind him yelling at the person that he's fighting with and then not getting myself involved.
Because you got to keep your glasses on because you can't see anything.
No, Wiggy gave good advice. He said don't get into physical fights with people.
No, it's not worth it. No, you don't want to.
But we got a lot of nuggets from your question. See, thanks. I think a lot of people...
And ratings are up. Imagine that. Imagine that. The girl that Greg chose, now ratings are up. Mm. It's interesting.
Here's the thing I would say about this when you think of Bill.
That was not a shot against Danielle. Now, let's not go that far.
Here's what I would say.
Do you have any trips?
We've gotten a lot of nuggets from him. Your question got a bunch of good nuggets. The question that I asked about the rush defense, Ken brought up a great point. There are nuggets. So, like, people are starting to listen to Bill because Bill is opening up, or at least he's talking more because he feels like, you know, this is a good space for him when he's doing the interviews and probably the best space that he's been in. But you listen for the Morris Chestnut Colts, and they're out there, and then we talk about those afterwards. Mm-hmm. And people then, when they hear the replay of it, they can go, oh, I see what Bill is saying here. And I think, like the question you asked, I got a great nugget out of it.
True. Very true.
This is Tom from Hopkinton. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Greg. How's it going this morning?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I just want to go back a few minutes. Hey, let's not listen to Wiggy about what he has to say with Russell Wilson. This is the same guy who was obsessed with Cam Newton, thought that Cam Newton was the guy of the future forever.
Uh-huh.
Wiggy, how is Cam Newton's passer rating this week?
He was down. He struggled a little bit. Struggled.
That's the word for it.
Yeah, he struggled.
Has there ever been single digits? I think it was a two.
So now we're comparing Russell.
I think his passer rating was pie.
So now we're comparing this season to with Russell Wilson to Cam Newton. Come on. The last 4 years, this guy has had a quarterback rating of over 100. Let's stop it. Stop it with the nonsense. And he's only 33 years old, and Brady has already proved that these quarterbacks in today's game, like Curtis said, because of the way they are officiated, are going to play into their 40s and, you know, some into their early 40s and be very successful at that level. We saw Brett Favre do it for 1 year.
Did you see Roethlisberger this weekend? God, he's done.
Yeah,
he's
that's
cooked.
Roethlisberger, but when you look at
he's Russell, on the KFC method.
Right, when you look at Russell and Roethlisberger waited too long in his career to really get in shape and lose a ton of weight. But if you
Eli's gone, Rivers is gone, Luck retired early.
So Russell Wilson is going to play probably, we know, try into his 40s. You look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to do the same thing. I think Patrick Mahomes is another guy that will play into his 40s. The fact that Brady has opened up this door, you will now see guys playing into their 40s and being successful.
They're not similar quarterbacks when it comes to style. Russell Wilson's game takes more out of him physically than Tom Brady's does. Would we all agree on that?
I would say
when it comes to running the football.
No, because if you watch Russell Wilson run the football, he's a guy that is very protective of himself and he slides. What his runability allows him to not take unnecessary hits because he can maybe get out of some things and not get crushed.
All right, we're behind, which means we have yet to get to the leads. Can we do the leads next?
Oh, I got
it's very
good
important.
One.
You have a good one?
I have one that I think is going to blow your mind.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what's the subject matter?
5 minute abs.
It's 4 minute abs. It is sports.
Okay.
But it's a sports world that, you know what? I venture down in, but I don't normally venture into.
Oh, is it in the metaverse or is it in the real world?
No, it could be in the metaverse. I think a lot of people are doing it in the metaverse.
I also have a sports related lead today, so
we will get to
this morning's leads coming up next. I have to thank for this Russell Wilson or Mac Jones debate, which is theoretical. It's not like it's happening. Is that Wiggy or is that you, Ken? Who brought that up?
That was my hot take and trending.
Okay. We can get back to that. I do want to get to today's leads, so we'll get to the leads in a moment. And then the scented candle reveal coming up at 7.
I think it's going to fly off the shelves.
You do?
Yeah. This is going to be a good one.
There's a limited amount of them available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before I created the first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle, I got to admit I was not a big scented candle guy. Mm-hmm. But, Wiggy, I got to tell you, nothing relaxes you after a rough day like lighting a candle and lounging around in whatever you feel comfortable in and taking in the aroma of a delicious scented candle.
I told you should, when we talked to Devin on Friday, we know he loves taking baths. You should get this, somehow get it to him.
Yeah.
And then the following week, you could kind of get his...
A review. Get a Devin McCourty candle review.
Right. And
scented candle review.
And if he promotes it, I mean, this could be a big hit amongst the guys.
Jeez. Can you imagine how upset Gresh will be if I asked Devin McCourty about a scented candle?
I don't know if this...
My Lord.
I don't know if this scented candle is a bathroom scented candle, though.
No,
it's a little tease.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know it?
I know what it is.
Ooh. A lot of guesses.
Oh, wow.
In the Twitch.
Some people know, some people don't. That's interesting.
If you look at clues on the photo, you could guess too.
In the Twitch chat earlier, they were trying to guess what the scent was that I chose, and they're way off.
It's heartbreak.
Someone was guessing that it was chicken nuggets, all day chicken nuggets. It's not. It's
your
not
car
chicken
already
nuggets.
Smells like chicken nuggets.
It's not chicken nuggets. So, it's not perspiration, Curtis. Before you say that, it's nothing to do. It's not like the Gwyneth Paltrow candle. It's nothing related to my scent or anything of
could
the
be
like.
The smell of the trilogy.
Is it Gresh's tears?
It could be the Wiggy. That would have been a good idea, maybe.
Right. That's a pretty good name, too.
Would that be pre-departure from the dock or post or arrival back at the dock?
I would probably say, you could have two candles. You could have the pre-departure and the post, depending on the mood that you're in.
Could be like a sea salt smell. It'd be delicious.
It depends on the tide.
Scent of the Trilogy is a great name for a candle, too.
Sniff. Sniff.
You guys are talking about candles. The Pats have won 6 straight.
You're talking about candles on a sports station.
God.
All right. Let's get to this.
I just opened with the lead. You totally blew past my lead song.
Oof. Oh, wait. Was that your lead song? I wasn't even listening.
Yes.
Jeez. Oh, that was the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
And can you say the name of the title of the song? B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that. That
it's
was,
a, like
that was actually
text.
It right there. That was the lead.
It? That was it?
Was it? What's your problem with the group text? We'll get to that later.
Again.
We don't have time for that. Leads. Brought to you by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers can be found when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
This Marchand slew foot suspension is insane.
It is?
I don't get it. I mean, here's Cassidy before the suspension came down, properly expecting what would he expected based on league standards to be a fine of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was nothing called in the game. I mean, they do revisit certain incidents. I think the precedent for the most part this year has been a fine if they feel that's deserving of it. So I guess we'll see what happens there. I thought it was two guys tangled. You know, we're battling for a puck. We got tangled up. I mean, they'll have to decide. You see a lot of those in the game. They're typically along the boards more often than maybe in the open ice, but I've seen a lot of it this year.
Somebody in the league office has it out for Brad because this is a Cassidy describes it perfectly. It's two guys battling for a puck.
Did you watch it?
Yes, yes. I watched it on replay a million times.
I love the guy. Mm-hmm. This is his second suspension when it comes to slew footing. He's been suspended six times. He's played 680 games or something like that. He's been suspended six times. I love the guy. I want to be a honk like you, but this is not going to be a popular opinion thing to say, but it's a pretty dangerous play.
You
it's
thought clear what he, that was dangerous?
Yes.
Didn't it look like he was just trying to get his balance?
Yes.
The way
exactly.
he lifted
trying
up
trying to get his balance?
Yeah. The way that he lifted up his foot seemed like he was like.
He hits the dude upper body and then puts his foot under him to bring him down on his head.
His leg comes up because he's reeling back at the collision.
All right. I'm sorry. I appreciate the fact that you want to ingratiate yourself with Bruins fans. I'm sorry. I feel like it's a deserved suspension.
Wow.
The issue that I have is, what do you do with Jake DeBrusk? Because now you need Jake DeBrusk. Is he going to even play? Is he that miserable?
Why would you play this guy? He doesn't want to be a part of the team. I mean,
that's
embarrassing.
You
don't. I mean,
Marsh is out now for three games. You need him.
That's why this is such a big deal. This cripples them. They can't win without him, which is an indictment of their team. But I wouldn't play DeBrusk either. Rather lose without him.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Yesterday was a great day in Major League Baseball for fans of baseball teams that invest in the performance on the field. Yesterday, the Red Sox announced $900 million acquisition of the Bruins' rival Penguins, in which Tom Warner said he was particularly excited to welcome Mario Lemieux to his team. He added, we may consider hiring Ulf Samuelson in charge of PR. Now, yesterday, a good friend, John Tomasi, wrote a column for NBC Sports Boston where it felt directly at me. He wrote, two words for anyone who wants to charge John Henry with reckless abandonment because he just agreed to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. Grow up.
Oh.
What I would say to John Tomasi is pretty simple. Fans, by nature, are not grown up. We relate to our childhood when we invest into sports teams because the investment is idiotic. You're spending $20 for a beer, $50 to park, and it's probably going to rain. But you do it because you love the team, and it's something that you care deeply about. It's part of your civic pride. It's our parochial nature to root for the hometown teams. This ownership group not only did this yesterday and didn't invest anything, when Ken tweeted, what bad optics? It's not bad optics. They don't care about you. That's the point. They're indifferent to any of our thoughts. So please invest your hard-earned disposable income onto our product and in our stadium and go to Fort Myers and get a tour of JetBlue Park and whatever nonsensical selling bricks this idiotic ownership group wants to do. But the fact is they don't care about us. They view us as no different than the soybeans and the futures that John Henry bet against in his hedge fund business.
Wow.
All of this is disgusting. I want these things, just the four teams in Boston. I have just one thing. I want you to own the team and be invested and be local in your ownership group. That's what I want. Be Bob Kraft. If Bob Kraft could buy the other three teams, I would be ecstatic. But the fact is they don't care about you. So when they come back to you saying, Fenway, friendly Fenway, come here today and let's all be Boston strong. They're Pittsburgh strong. They're Liverpool strong. They don't care about you.
Curtis, thank you. Great. Now I have to have soybeans for lunch. Courtney, good morning.
Tofu.
Good morning. Another day, another Browns player's father speaking out against Baker Mayfield. It's Kareem Hunt Sr. who took to Facebook to talk about the fact that Baker Mayfield was limping. He's scared to throw the ball. He goes on and on about how he's injured and everybody knows it. At one point, we have to discuss if it's Baker Mayfield that maybe players don't like or if this is just dad's going wild because we had Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad who talked about how he was never getting him the ball.
Right.
And I think that's on a different level than what Kareem Hunt Sr. is saying. Kareem Hunt Sr. is basically saying, like, he looks hurt. He's scared to throw the ball, whatever. He's not making it about his son. He's just talking about the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But to me, this makes me think that the players don't like Baker. I think it has more to do with Baker now than I think it has to do with the players whose dads are speaking out. I don't think they should be speaking out, whether they like Baker or not. But at some point, we have to say, all right, One person speaks out, that's weird. Two people speak out, weirder. Yeah. And if it gets to three, then we know that something's up in Cleveland.
I mean, but at what age should you not be speaking for your adult son? I mean, at this point in the country, is it 22, 25?
Well, you should. If your son's in the NFL, you shouldn't be speaking out for him anyways.
Right.
Whether it's Kareem Huntstad, Odell Beckham, Cam Newton,
Tom Brady.
Who else is out there speaking out for their kids? Like, you shouldn't. He's in the NFL. Clearly, he's bringing up Baker Mayfield because he has an issue because his son is probably saying, oh, Baker won't throw me the football. And then he's using that as well. He's limping around. That's why he's not throwing a football. Get another quarterback in there that will throw my son the football. That's all it becomes to.
Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. You're all going to love my leave. First off,
how's your hip, by the way?
My hip is getting better.
Okay.
Road to recovery.
All right,
okay. Good. And this actually ties into my lead. First off, Ken missed this in trending, so I got to make sure I get it. RIP to Lee Alder, the first
Elder,
the first black golfer to play the Masters.
Respect Absolutely. Your elders.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yes.
Right, the first.
Yes.
He passed away at 87 years old back in 1975. Wow, imagine that.
Yep.
Wasn't that long ago. But this is where my lead really goes. We had this discussion yesterday, Curtis and I. Tiger Woods will be back.
Mm-mm.
He will win another major.
No.
Can I say?
You just stole my lead, but go ahead.
I stole your lead?
This
yeah,
was my
fine.
Lead, too, but I changed.
Well, it's fine.
We're
it's
all
fine.
The same
go
world
ahead.
Here?
Yeah, we're all on
okay,
the same.
Well,
go ahead. That's fine.
Here's why he will win another one. I don't know if you were going to.
You sniped my lead.
Well, I don't know if I
You're a lead sniper.
Well, I'm a lead sniper.
All right, go
Maybe
ahead.
It's just a good lead.
He's going to win another major?
Yes, and the reason why he is modeling himself after the guy Ben Hogan. So I started to go into this weird world of golf after having this conversation.
You
with
always want to talk about Hogan.
Yeah, well, that's his name, Ben Hogan. Now, Ben Hogan, back in 1949, had a horrific car accident. Was that part of your lead?
No.
Okay. And went on to win six majors after that accident. Now, he limited himself on how many, you know, I guess, tournaments he played.
Mm-hmm.
So he cut back on the tournaments. And Tiger Woods said this on Golf Digest that I think something that is realistic is.
We have the audio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
want to play? Yeah, we can play Tiger's audio. This is Tiger with Golf Digest.
I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe kick off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try and gear yourself up for that, and you play it. I think that's kind of how I'm going to have to play it from now on. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality. And I understand it, and I accept it.
So,
my lead would have been that, sadly, we have seen the best of Tiger Woods, and his career is over. He goes on to say in that interview that he almost lost his leg.
Yes.
It was 50-50 about whether he was going to get to keep his leg or not. Mm. And so I would like to pay homage to an absolutely amazing career. You look at some of his stats, and whether it's the fact that he's tied for the most wins on tour ever at 82 – has won 18 majors. Only Jack Nicklaus has won more, won two more majors. He has a PGA Tour record for consecutive cuts made at 142. The guy is has had an extraordinary career. But I think what he is trying to tell you, because it's very difficult for guys to say this, is that he is done, and he's He says he cannot get to the mountaintop again.
Right.
That says to me that he's not. He does not believe that he can win a tour again.
Then clearly,
tour event again.
Yeah, our hearing is different because he then goes on to reference Ben Hogan. So then I looked at some of this information about Ben Hogan. Won his first major 16 months after his horrific accident where he almost lost his life.
Yes.
And that was 1949. 9 years younger than Tiger Woods, but Tiger Woods, 2021, almost 2022, the technology that they have today versus when Ben Hogan was playing is light years ahead of that.
And I could have kept my lead, too, because my lead was more towards what Wiggy's saying. I don't think his career is over, and I think it comes down to one specific thing they did during the interview, which I thought was really interesting, and that's if you watch it.
What, not ask him anything about how the car accident happened?
Nope, that's not what I was going to go with. But I was going to go with the fact that they start the interview and he's not sitting there, and then they have it, so you watch him walk
to the interview.
He looks great. Right. The guy looks great. You don't set up an interview like that and keep in the part where he walks into the room.
He almost lost his leg.
But he didn't.
Here's where you're missing the point. When you do an interview and then you reference somebody, and that's the key that I think both of you guys are missing. He references just like Ben Hogan did. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what Ben Hogan did after the accident, Tiger Woods is saying, can I play as many tournaments? No. But then if you look at Ben Hogan's career afterwards, he went on to win 6 majors, and I guess that's pretty good in golf,
right? I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day. That doesn't mean I'm retiring. Retiring is I'm going to go hit the golf ball around with my son to get him ready to be a great golfer.
Listen, Tiger wins another major.
I hope he wins another major. That is your prediction.
Dunsky. Okay.
Right. The reason why is because he's going after Ben Hogan.
I hope
understand Ben Hogan. I really don't understand. He played in like the 40s.
Right. So, but he's using Ben Hogan as his inspiration.
Tiger or Mac? Who would you take?
I hope with every fiber of my being that happens. But I think that unfortunately Tiger Woods, his career, his epic career in which he changed golf.
Right.
I mean, he absolutely changed. I watched the movie on the Williams sisters, King Richard, last night. Pretty good movie, actually. Not a huge Will Smith fan, but he does a pretty good job. They changed tennis when it came to fans, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Brought a whole different group of fans into that sport.
Right.
Tiger did the exact same thing for golf. And not only was he arguably the best player ever to play.
Right.
But he also changed the game. And so I hope that happens. I feel like yesterday was Tiger Woods saying, I'm not going to be able to be anywhere near what I was, nor will I get to the mountain again. He said those exact words.
So then why would he reference how Ben Hogan did
it? I don't know. Because
I don't know why you're getting upset. People use people for inspiration. Curtis.
I think Jack Nicholson's going to win the Masters this year.
Curtis, you just said that.
Or Nicholas. What the hell is wrong with you?
You just said that Russell Wilson used Brady as his inspiration.
Jack Nicholson.
So he wants to play into his mid-40s or early 40s.
I honestly do not believe that he could use Louis Zamperini as his icon and guy he's following. He will never win another golf tournament. He almost died. Thank God he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's alive and well for his kids and his family. He can still swing the golf club.
Right.
But it required a perfect storm for the 2019 Masters. He was at the top of his game. The other guys like Koepka were not playing as well as they are now. And he won the Masters. It was an all-time great moment. Tiger is one of my favorite athletes
of
all
time.
Not
that it matters. I think that was 2018. But
all these years are all going together.
Yes.
COVID. But
you're right. You're absolutely right, Chris. All right. You're 100% right.
He'll win another one.
Those are today's leads. Coming up, one of the great moments of my career. We will scented candle reveal coming up, among other things, next on this show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.